Okay, so this video is going to basically prove that Mossad and Israel is behind the Brussels attack. There's three main areas I'm going to look at, but there's more. The first one being, who told us that ISIS was responsible? The second being, who was in charge of the security at the Brussels airport? And the third will be, who supplied the images? And lastly, just a little bit on who was seen around the victims. So for the first point here, we were told that ISIS claimed responsibility almost immediately after the fact by Site Intelligence Group. Site Intelligence, of course, is run by Rita Katz, who is a Jewish woman. Rita Katz's father was killed in Iraq, accused of being a spy. And it changed her entire life. Of course, she wants to get revenge because her father was killed by the Iraqi regime. Rita Katz then moved to Iran before moving to Israel. Rita, of course, would be the person who verified the phony-looking bin Laden videos, which gave the justification to kill Saddam Hussein, the man who had had her father killed. Rita has gone on to verify a number of sketchy videos, including the Stephen Sotloff beheading video. The only problem with her verifying these sketchy beheading videos is Russia released behind-the-scenes footage which showed exactly how this was being shot and proved that it was in fact fake footage. So Site was directly responsible for verifying false information. Site has verified videos for almost every single major false flag terror attack of recent times. Site says they used the source Amaq News Agency, which is allegedly linked to the Islamic State's online propaganda operations, as proof that they had taken responsibility. The Amaq News Agency also erroneously said Islamic State fighters opened fire inside the Zaventem airport before several of them detonated their explosive belts. Of course, according to the official story, nobody opened fire in the airport and there was just explosions. So how can this alleged news agency and what they say be taken seriously? They don't even know which events actually took place inside the airport. Yet this is used as proof immediately by Rita Katz. Why is it the U.S. government relies so solely on Rita Katz and her Site Intelligence Group for almost all their verification of whether events are real as soon as they happen?
We looked and found.
So you looked and you found it. Obviously, you just heard the State Department spokeswoman, you know, tell me, look, they haven't yet authenticated the video. Are you certain it is what it claims to be?
The video shows the beheading of Stephen Sotloff. The location where the video was obtained from is the location that ISIS usually uploads their original videos to.
Does this Israeli have some sort of inside knowledge? And about those IPs that ISIS is using, where have they been tracked back to? That's right, the UK and Saudi Arabia. The second main point indicating Israeli Mossad involvement in this attack is that the airport security was run by none other than Israeli firm ICTS. ICTS was also the company responsible for security during 9/11 at Boston's Logan Airport. Amazingly, they also were involved in the original World Trade Center bombing and gave intel saying that the World Trade Center would be susceptible to a truck bomb, the exact same thing that would later happen. Not only was ICTS responsible for the Boston Logan Airport, but they were responsible for every single airport involved in the 9/11 attacks. ICTS also was responsible for allowing the underwear bomber onto the plane in Amsterdam. ICTS, owned by Israeli Ezra Harel and registered in the Netherlands, is comprised mostly of ex-Shin Bet officers. Shin Bet are Israel's international security services. which is headed by Yuval Diskin. Is it any coincidence that the same company involved in 9/11, the underwear bomber, and many other recent false flag attacks would also be in charge of security for the Brussels bombing? Of course, who was responsible for supplying the iconic video of the people running out of the airport terminal? Well, it turns out none other than Israel's I-24 News, as is shown in the screen capture on the BBC, where I-24 is given credit for the video. As I pointed out in a previous video, the attacks on Oslo on 7/22 seem to focus on properties owned by Olav Thon, a Zionist. It turns out the attacks on 3/22 in Brussels also featured a number of Olav Thon's employees and an explosion right next to Olav Thon's properties. It was Olav Thon's empty buildings that exploded in 7/22, and again, Olav Thon's employees are seen giving medical aid to people instead of trained medical professionals on 3/22. Is this just a coincidence? So when we look back at the evidence, we were told it was done by ISIS by an Israeli. We were given the video evidence by Israel. And of course, the airport security was provided by an Israeli firm run by Shin Bet agents. How much more obvious can it get that this was an Israeli-run false flag, just like every single recent false flag in history? Israel's involvement is omnipresent during recent false flag events, and the more we look into Brussels, I'm sure the more we will find Israeli fingerprints all over it. What motivations would Israel have by faking a number of false flag attacks in European capitals? The answer is more obvious than one might realize. Retaliation on Islamic neighbors and states around Israel is the obvious motivation behind these false flag attacks. Almost immediately after the attack in Brussels, Belgium declared that they would start bombing ISIS in Syria again. This is exactly what Israel would want to further their interests. By destabilizing their neighbors, Israel becomes more powerful, and the objective of a greater Israel can more easily be reached.